I'm on Whole World Radio. My name is Pastor Marilyn. I'm a four-dimensional teacher where the collective mind is. My show is, as God said, Make Room for Me.
This has always been a word planet. God designed it that way. See, he spoke the universe into being in Genesis, the first chapter. For the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. But God, the speaking spirit, spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. I want to know how many people are excited about the word tonight. I said, are you excited about the word tonight? If you're excited, get up and we're going to just celebrate the word together. Ah, here we go, y'all. Talk to them. Tell them. Say it. Yeah.
The word of the Lord is great.
Eternal.
Eternal. And it shall last from age to age.
It shall last from age to age. Chapter speaks about how his word operates.
Isaiah 55 and 11.
What does he say in Isaiah? He said,
so shall my word go forth.
What?
And it shall not return void.
What?
Accomplish that.
What?
Which I plead.
And prosper.
Prospering.
Yeah, y'all. So we say,
the word of the Lord is great, eternal.
Yeah.
And it shall last from age to age.
It shall last from age to age.
Today, I'm going to talk about, and the reason why I'm going to call it this, the God of reality. I'm going to talk about the God of reality so we understand it more of who we are. Understanding of who we are and the purpose we are here for. We're going to start from Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1 and verse 2. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, to know the self, to know the self, is to know God. To know the self is to know God. Not to know a self. A self and the self is not the same. A self is a scientific approach from ancient time. It is what you created that is not real. That is a self. That's to say, I am this. It's a I. And that is a self. It is the ego self. The mind that separates itself from God. That is a self. The mind that forms the flesh self. Now, the self, which is different from a self, the self is selfless. All as one. You is me and is God. We read yesterday, last week, I talk about and I show you many scriptures where Jesus said that you are God. Before we can begin to consider the magnitude of the self, we must first consider its nature and how it originates. Before we start that. So let us understand that Genesis chapter 1, creation is a reminder to the sleeping original man. As we read in Genesis chapter 1, it is a reminder to the sleeping original man. That's when the man that was put to sleep, take off his mind so he can't know or remember nothing anymore. So Genesis chapter is just is a reminder to that man who has placed himself in time. Now, when I say to that man, I am speaking to man as we all as man, both male and female as one. So I'm not referring to as it put us so that we could look and say, okay, my name is Adam. And understand what Adam means. So he placed himself in time. It is a record of eternal inheritance and power he has with God. That's what Genesis 1 is about. So when I say he, I'm meaning us. Because if we looked at us as then I am seeing a self. So when I'm saying E, I want to see you, I want to see you, I want to see everybody. And so when I say you got to see everybody the same, looking back. Not just, you're not looking at yourself. So that's why I'm using that. It is an ancient acknowledgement of his creators. It's a gift to himself. To his self. It's a gift. All this is, Genesis, when was given in one, these are gifts that was given back to us. So we would know. Speaking as one. Okay, that's why I'm not saying we, but I'm saying he as one. Using as one, not as separation. So I just want the mind to go there. Think about this. Is the self, which is selfless, not selfish, is like the finite material world. You know, they have the infinite and they have the finite. Mm-hmm. So do you know the infinite is dealing with the spiritual? So if we think about the self, which is selfless, not selfish, is like the finite material world, which organized to manifest on earth and re-manifest in different order. Think about it. Is the self like that? So, where did the self come from? And who originated? These are questions that we could be asking ourselves. But do we ever think about these questions to ask ourselves? To think, knowing where the self come from and who originated? Who or what is God? And when was the beginning that Genesis referred to? You understand the word beginning? It said when. When was the beginning that Genesis referred to? When was the beginning? When you talk about beginning, when was beginning? It's like when you do something, you said, I started this at the beginning. Somebody said, okay, yeah, what time was that? So we're talking about when. When was the beginning that Genesis talk about? We asked that question that Genesis before. When it said in Genesis, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
Right.
So when was that?
That was have to be before time was created.
Okay. So let's talk. Let me tell you this. Okay, first we can start with this. God is spirit. But what is spirit? This is a question that it cannot be answered while using the present materialistic thought system. It cannot be answered. What is spirit? It cannot be answered in the present with using the material thought system. For anyone to do so would be, in effect, defining God. It's just defining God, which cannot be explained. God cannot be explained, cannot be defined, or even detected. You can't detect God using your physical metals.
Right.
See? So it's in your present materialistic thought system, you cannot answer that. So it has to turn out to be an experience.
Right.
Here Jesus said, you know, you have to worship God. So you have to worship God in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. He didn't say do it in a physical manner. He said worshiping in spirit and in truth. So for purposes of thought and understanding, we are justified in speaking of spirit as infinite. We're speaking of spirit as infinite. Living mind. See, we speak of mind, but with mind that is not really alive. But we're speaking of infinite living mind. At the same time, acknowledging that the materialistic organ mind, acknowledging the two, which is a self or the ego mind, cannot fully understand it. At the same time, so at times you enter that other mind and it's like, I don't think so. Because that other mind can't understand it when you're not realizing the difference between the two. See? I'm bringing it more of a spiritual transforming from a material for observation of that. We use the term spirit to speak or think of God, right? We must either consider the universe a mental picture in the mind of God, or stop thinking about the matter altogether. You gotta either do that or stop thinking about it altogether. This is just a breakdown on how to deal with things more spiritually. See? If God is mind, if God is mind, all that is, then the material universe must therefore have its existence as a mental creation in the mind of God. So if we look at it, God is mind, is the mind. Because Jesus said, only by the transformation of the mind, that's the only way you can be all over and born in again.
Yeah, okay.
By the transformation of the mind. So the material universe must therefore have its existence as a mental creation in the mind of God, of God mind. Listen, we go down, you'll see it more as we go and understand that more you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because if you know God is mind.
So
if God is mind, okay, I have to show you where the material part comes. So we don't think in that form. Don't think of the universe. Just put the matter all, put it away. Put it as a mental picture, the mind of God. If you can't do that, just put it all out.
So it's like acting like in a godly way. Things you do, you no longer do like earthly things. You do more spiritual.
Right. And then as we go, I'll show you how.
Right.
As we go, I'll show you how that is, how, you know, going through that process on what it does. See, in Him, God, we live, we move, and we have our being, right? So therefore, whatever God is, the physical universe is mainly the rule of thought, given physical manifestation within God's mind. And you're going to understand and see how, as we keep going, how you or we, well, as I say, him, using the word him,
mm-hmm.
using which is all of us, we're able to do, as I keep going to show that. Furthermore, if God's thought could change or shift, then so would the rules of the physical universe also change. Now, the next question is, when did God create the heaven and the earth? And what does it mean to be without form and void? We know that God is timeless, right?
Right.
We were created before time began, right? Before time began, we were created. So we know God is timeless. So when, we're talking the word when, of creation could have no meaning. The word when of creation could have no meaning. It has no meaning to God. When? Since it would subject God thinking to time and space. See? It was subject God thinking to time and space. So I'm pointing out where we are in the physical. Where are the other mind we think in? Not the mind of God. That's why we go with time and space. So when has nothing to do with God because he's timeless. So it got nothing to do with the subject of God thinking of time and space.
There's no when God, of course, because he was there before
right.
the beginning.
Making time above God, having the ability to cause God to act. See?
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. There's nothing above God. So time can't be. So it can't be that it speaking in that form. You see, man appearing to have separate experience in merely an effect of thoughts being extended to give images of physical manifestation. So to better understand this principle, consider this question. Could there have ever been a time when the thought of creation was not in God's mind? I hear the question.
You said, could it?
Could there have ever been a time when the thought of creation was not in God's mind?
The answer to that would have to be unequivocally yes, of course.
Okay. So, I'm going to, according to...
I would say no.
Okay. Well, let me answer them both. I'm going to answer both questions.
Ask the question again.
Okay. The question is this. Could there have ever been, meaning at the any time of that creation of anything, could it be, have ever been, a time when the thought of creation, when the thought of creation was not in God's mind?
I still say
that is yes.
Okay.
But she says no.
She says no. So let me answer both questions according to see what your yes is and what her no is. According to your yes, the answer yes, then that say that a thought God was previously unaware of can arrive in his mind from another location and influence him to act. The answer declare that there is some place where God does not exist and a thought may come and influence God from that place. According if you said yes. That's what you'd be thinking of. That there is somewhere else that's above God and bring that thought system to God. But if you said yes, but let me give you a thing for no. For the answer no to the question, it implies that time is a meaningless concept to God. You agree that God is omnipotent and there is no thought that God could start or stop thinking. There's no thought that he could stop and stop thinking. No physical manifestation that could ever come into or leave or existence. Can come into or leave existence. There is no place from which a thing, including a thought, could come to him. None. A thought can't come to him. That's what he is. So when you're thinking of yes, you're thinking there's other things could come to him somewhere, and there's things that's above him. But when you said of no, not in God's mind, the thought of creation was not in God's mind. Because if you're saying that, if you say yes, the thought of creation was in God's mind, the key word is when the thought of creation was not in God's mind.
No, you said, could it have been? Not
could close. There have ever yeah, been right. a That's time? The word, right. Could there have ever been a time?
And I'm saying yes to that.
Because a reason why it could have never been a time, because nothing is above him. Nothing could come from somewhere and come to him.
We could
come
to his mind.
He is the one. He is the one. There's nothing above him. A thought could come to your mind. A thought could come to your mind. Because that's what your mind, or what you are thinking of who they self, is that what that is?
Right, but
that's the answer.
Okay.
That's the answer. So you can see the words creation and beginning as used with respect to the infinite mind, to the infinite mind, have nothing to do with time, space, nor matter. Has nothing to do with time, space, and matter. So none of that could come to his mind. His mind is the one that creates everything. You're going to understand how it creates everything. That cannot come. That will have no existence. So it cannot come to his mind.
There are questions that you have to think about. In my next teaching, there will be answers. This is Whole World Radio.